show I do.
It's just not fair.
Okay. I'm not going to say what I was going to say either. 503-733-2970. You can also email us, rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. 503-733-2970. I won't even mention the C word from yesterday. You know.
C word?
You know the C word that I'm talking about. All right. Well, can I mention that?
No.
The thing that you were just...
You said that you weren't going to, and then we had the discussion, and then you said no.
Fine.
Is this a conversation we should be having off air before?
Probably.
You
I'm sure
in?
It's not frustrating the audience at all. I'm sure this doesn't at all sound like it's unsatisfying to the listening base.
Do I play Star Wars for Brian Blank?
Sure. There you go. Thanks. Smooth as always.
You're such a jerk.
The Rick Emerson Show. 503-733-2970. Let's now welcome CNN radio correspondent from the city that never sleeps, Brian Blank. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing, my friend?
Oh, not too bad. Yourself?
You know, I'm okay. Let me ask you this. This is a strictly theoretical question. This has no bearing on anybody who may or may not work on the Rick Emerson Show. This is just a completely hypothetical postulation that I'm tossing out here.
Okay.
Would you say, in your estimation as a newsman, that if you started spending a lot of time at a girl's residence, and when I say girl's residence, I don't mean like a dormitory, like at a girl's house, and in addition to that, began paying for some of her utilities, would you say that that made you boyfriend-girlfriend?
Paying for what sort of utilities?
Like cable. Like, let's say you paid the cable bill every month and you were always there. Would that make you boyfriend-girlfriend, in your opinion?
I guess not necessarily, but it sure would create an awkward relationship.
Okay. Well, we'll also accept that. Okay.
Who's that in regard to?
Oh, no one.
No one.
Certainly not Sarah. I'm just...
Okay, that is not the case.
It is. He's paying for your cable.
I don't have cable. He's not paying for anything. Yet.
Okay, that's such a lie. Okay.
Did you hear that? Yet.
Here's what happened. Okay, here's the thing. So this is, I didn't even get to tell you. So your Sarah's gentleman friend, who we have agreed to call Raul on this program, Sarah's gentleman friend is now going to begin paying for your cable.
He said that he would. I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to take him up on the offer.
You told me yesterday you were going to take him up on the offer.
Probably I will.
So he's going to start paying for your cable, and the trade is that he's going to pay for your cable, and in exchange for that, he'll get to hang out at your house a lot and watch it there.
Yeah, because I just got this really cool apartment, so he said, like, I'd rather, hang out over at your house and watch it there.
I'm just saying, if he's romantic, if you guys, I'm not saying anything anybody doesn't know, if you guys are romantically involved on some level, and he's paying for your cable, and it's not just when you're around, right? Presumably that means he has a key.
No, he doesn't have a key.
Does he not? So...
But he can lock the door behind him.
Well, so he's at the house when you're not there.
Well, yeah, just like... Well, I only moved in a couple days ago, so they had, like, one time.
Okay, but in the future, if he paid for cable, he would presumably be at the house sometimes when you weren't there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sounds like he's going to be some sort of adjunct roommate or something like that.
No, he has a lot of other stuff going on. He wouldn't be there very much.
I'm just saying... There is a romantic relationship. He is paying for cable now, or going to be, and he'll be at the apartment sometimes when you're not there. So he's sort of, so he has a certain amount of, rights. As there's a certain amount of rights that you've given him as far as being at your place.
Well, I trust him to be at my place.
I'm just saying that sounds like a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. That's the only observation. And I'm not saying that is good or bad. I'm simply observing.
See, and Brian Blank thinks that it doesn't necessitate a boyfriend-girlfriend.
Brian says it sounds like
I think it's pretty odd. I mean, I'll be honest.
Really?
Yeah, you don't hear about that sort of thing going on very often unless there's some sort of, there's some sort of relationship.
Well, there is. I mean, they do have a romantic relationship. I mean, it is a romantic relationship on some level.
Uh-huh.
Is this whole thing making you feel awkward?
Yes.
I'm not asking you.
Well, it is.
Brian, is this whole thing making you feel awkward?
Yeah, I don't know what to think right now.
You're saying in New York City, which is a big town where all kinds of peoples and cultures live together and where people are forward-thinking and progressive, you don't know any, this strikes you as odd or strange?
Well, I mean, it doesn't, I wouldn't say it's odd or strange, but because that sort of thing would happen, I guess, more often around here. But still, I think in the big nature of things, it is kind of odd.
Well, because I'm saying, so I wasn't even looking into getting cable because I haven't had it for the past year. I've kind of gotten over it. But he proposed.
So he's at your place enough that he's noticed the lack of cable.
Yeah, I mean, he's proposed that if he's like, if I pay for your cable, would you get it? Because I have, you know, a pretty nice place and a TiVo and stuff.
How much is cable a month? Like $100, right?
No, I think he was looking at something that was like 50.
Okay, so it's like $50. So
cable is not cheap. You must be spending a lot of time over there.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Clearly, you don't pay $50 a month for cable. It's in place that you're just at every now and again. It seems like he's there a lot.
Well, no, but I mean, it would be nice to watch TV if, you know, if I had it, if he was over there. This is making me uncomfortable.
I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to Brian about CNN stuff.
Hi, Brian. How are things going with you?
Hey, you know, we had a shooting at CNN today. Did you hear about that?
The awkwardness continues. Yes. Now, do we know, not to make light of this, do we know, because we heard that one of the people died. Do we know if it was the shooter or the victim?
It was the woman who died, and so I believe that she was the victim. Apparently, it was a guy who got in a fight with a woman. We don't know if it was his girlfriend or what, but she was shot. She did die. So it is sad, and that's all down in Atlanta, which is not where I am. Just
right. Well, we'll undoubtedly talk to Ed McCarthy or somebody somewhere in the future and figure this all out. Well, I hope everything works out as best as can be the expected in that situation. It sounds like a terrible, terrible. It wasn't. I mean, not that this makes it any better, but it was not a CNN related issue apparently. But
it doesn't look like it. So the guy was shot by Turner security. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Let's hope he's being beaten with hoses somewhere in a room. I'd like to take a moment to root for that right now. Let's on a happier front. Let's talk about. And it's happier if you own an iPod, which I don't. Although, is it true? Now, maybe I'm wrong about this. Is it true that Apple said that they're going to start, that the iTunes store is now going to start working with non-iPod MP3 players?
Well, the deal that was announced yesterday with EMI is that all music that EMI has in its library, and it's one of the big four music companies, all that music that you download now, if you pay $1.29 for it, you'll be able to put it on whatever music player you have. So that could be an iPod or that could be whatever. That could be something else.
Right.
So yeah, in theory, any EMI song that that you want out there, and that includes bands like Coldplay or Norah Jones, you could put those on any player now.
So that's is this something that's going to spread where eventually, I mean, if we come back and we're talking about this a year from now, is that going to be a thing where everything on the iTunes store is able to play everywhere?
Well, it's kind of this is maybe a first step, and so I think a lot of the industry insiders are saying it's not. It's just going to be a matter of time before Warner, Universal, and Sony BMG kind of follow suit and do the same thing. Because if this turns out to be pretty profitable for EMI, and it looks like it will be, then you know, it's going to be hard for these other companies to resist. The new price structure is going to be a little strange. Those new tracks will be $1.29 per download instead of 99 cents. And so, but there'll be a better quality.
I got to tell you, man, I don't own an iPod. My wife does. I own an off-brand. I own something from Creative Labs. But I have to tell you, even though it takes me a couple extra steps to get stuff on my jukebox, I do use the iTunes Store, not all the time, you know, but more than I thought I would, because, you know, because it's easy and it's fast. And I got to tell you, this is a sort of more of a philosophical point than anything else. After having spent, like a lot of Americans, a few years just sort of on a huge downloading pirating spree, which I think we all as a country just sort of went on this huge binge for a few years.
Sure, the big Napster.
Yeah, and we all were just like, fantastic! And so everybody just started downloading crap for free just for years, just to sort of, you know, whatever. It really does, and this may sound corny, but it really does feel good to pay for music at a certain point now when if it's a band you really like. I mean, there's this guy I'm really into called Roger Klein, and he just put out a new record, came out a couple weeks ago, and man, I go to iTunes and I click the buy or whatever, and it's like $9.99. And, you know, I still go, you know, I still buy physical CDs and I still buy that kind of stuff, but I mean, this was not available as a physical CD. It was only available on the internet. And so I went to the iTunes store and I paid $9.99 and I got it immediately on my computer and I burned it through a CD and whatever. And, you know, it was kind of, it was as corny as it sounds, it was a good feeling to give that guy, you know, whatever percentage he gets of that $10. I mean, it was, you know, you kind of feel like you're doing the right thing. It would be nice to know at some point that Apple would not shut the rest of us out just because we don't have iPods. And what is the deal with, now please explain to me what the deal is with, what is the problem with the Beatles? What is their hang up? Why can't they just get with the program here?
Well, you know, they're obviously an enormously profitable franchise, and so the deal is they are a part of the EMI group. EMI is the main overseer of their music. Now, everybody was thinking that yesterday's big announcement between Apple and EMI was going to be that the Beatles are going to be available to be downloaded now finally through iTunes, but that's not happened yet. But this is kind of funny. I'll play this for you. When Apple CEO Steve Jobs and EMI CEO Eric Nicolai were asked about this in yesterday's press conference, they both laughed.
I want to know that too.
Yeah. So do I. I think we're working on it, and we hope it's soon.
So I think they kind of realize that everybody out there wants this to happen. It's just a matter of time before all the licensing and all that sort of stuff gets sorted out.
I just don't understand. I mean, what is it the Beatles could be asking for? I mean, I just don't know. It seems like a pretty straight-ahead thing. You know, the Beatles give up the rights to the music on iTunes, and they get X percent. Is it just a percentage that they're fighting over, do you think?
Yeah, as I understand it, yeah. I think they just want more control over their, or its owners, wants more control over that brand, because obviously there's a lot they have to offer there. And, a lot of artists, they don't want to be on iTunes just because, they don't think they're going to be making enough. They don't think that they're going to be getting... They don't like all that extra exposure for the price.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like it would be in the Beatles' greatest interest to be able to.
Yeah, because the more that they just dig in their heels, the more they just look like they're out of touch. I mean, that's the thing. It's and now when I still buy physical CDs, and sometimes I'm not above downloading something if it's just something I want to listen to, and I'm not gonna if it's something I'm just downloading for the show or just something I'm listening to out of curiosity, I'm not above doing that at a file sharing site. I'm not gonna pretend to be a better person than I am, but I am at this point now. Like, if I go to iTunes or something and there's an artist that's not there, I sort of am surprised by it. Like, if I go to iTunes and I can't find somebody's music, I do a double take, and I'm like, well, what the hell? Like, why would you not? Why would you? It's like refusing to put your record in a Walmart. You know what I mean?
Radiohead is one of those bands. You'd think that Radiohead, with all their popularity, would want to be on there, but no, they've kind of held out too. So what's funny is, maybe you've noticed this, you'll type in Radiohead into iTunes, and you'll get like all these kind of Radiohead cover bands.
Right, but not the actual band.
Exactly.
It just seems like, why would you keep your music out of a store that serves that has a huge, at least mental share of the audience? So,
do you think a lot of people just don't like the whole corporate nature of it?
But Apple is so popular, even with people that that claim to not like corporations. Even people who say they hate corporate America love, especially people who say they hate corporate America, they love Apple, because all of the liberal hippie trippy granola crunching anti-corporate types all just wet themselves over Apple computers, even though Apple computers is a gigantic corporation that used to be run by the guy who run Pepsi. So, I mean, they all kind of blind themselves to the fact that Apple's just another big company. But Apple does have this image of being just some guys in a garage still somewhere, like Ben and Jerry's has this image of being two guys in a garage making ice cream.
Uh-huh.
So it does surprise me, actually. All right, well, what can you do?
Yeah.
All right, my friend, well, I'm sorry we made you uncomfortable with the entire cable discussion earlier. We'll try to find some other way to make you uncomfortable next time.
Oh, hey, no problem at all.
Thank you,
sir. You guys have a good day.
Brian Blank, ladies and gentlemen, at CNN. All right, there you go. I didn't bring up the other thing.
What are you doing?
I didn't. Now, you should note, I didn't bring up the other thing, even though you said I could, because it seemed I.
Yeah.
Unless you think I can.
No.
See?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have asked. I should have just done it. All right. Let's see. What do we got here? Rick, tell Raul there is no need to pay for cable. Simple rope will be plenty strong. All right. Rick, Raul, it sounds like a live-in booty call situation. Well, that doesn't make any sense. The two seem mutually exclusive. Pardon me. About Sarah's boyfriend. If Raul's only coming by every once in a while, why doesn't he just rent a couple of movies on his way over? That would be a lot cheaper than $50 a month. It sounds like Raul is there constantly.
No, he's not there constantly.
I'm not saying he is.
No, and I'm telling you he's not. I mean...
Okay.
We have completely different schedules. We don't get to spend too much time together, which is a good thing. You know?
Understand? I think it's great that he's offering to pay for the cable. I really do. I think it's fine. I have no problem with it. I think it's a nice gesture. I'm just saying it is the sort of gesture that that typically equates with someone who is a boyfriend. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he is. I'm just making that observation. Oh, Scotty, stop. Scotty is demanding that your quasi-boyfriend listen to Tom Likas. Dennis, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing? Hey, my girlfriend had an apartment down on 82nd between, like, Division and Foster.
Uh-huh.
And she loves the garage sale. Came home one day with a beautiful Chinese vase she got for, like, $5.
Uh-huh.
And she noticed that it had a date and name on it, and got into it and it wasn't her. And it had a baggie in it with these, like, crystal fragments in it. And she called around and found out they were bone fragments that you don't all burn up, you know? And she came home one day and her door was open. She got robbed. And, she just called the police immediately. And they came over and they found a mirror in one of the rooms. The robbers had taken the mirror They found the urn,
and they
chopped
it was
up all the crystals and snorted Aunt Ethel.
And they totally thought it was cocaine or something, meth?
Yeah, they thought it was drugs and snorted Aunt Ethel up.
That's fantastic. See, that just, there is karmic justice in this world. It is satisfying.
I wonder if they got high.
Oh, all right. Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome now to the...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say, except...
You're not going to amount to jack squat!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
Let's now welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our intrepid PA, Scotty J. Why, hello, Scotty.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you feeling today?
Feeling super.
Are you feeling
I'm
more
feeling
pleasant?
Fit, Rick.
Are you feeling better?
Are you sucking your gut in?
Yes.
Okay. You know, the listener party's coming up.
I know. I need to seriously get on some
Yeah, we all need
to. We should
to.
Make sure we stand
exercise.
Next to Scotty through most of the night. We should make sure that Scotty is always standing next to one of us, sir. There's a listener party 10, which is happening Thursday, April 19th. And in just a second, we'll make a big announcement about that. This is sort of your coming out party, Scotty. It is your
coming out.
It is your cotillion. It is your bar mitzvah. Because the last time the audience saw you,
I was at that last one.
You were at Sabala's, but nobody really knew who you were. You'd only been on the show for like a week. And then some people sort of saw you at the Lycus thing, but that was not our show. That was a different show. And, this is kind of a different audience in many ways. So this is the first time many people are going to have a chance to really see you, to really engage with you one-on-one, Scotty. No pressure.
Hopefully it'll be good.
No, it's not going to be good. I would recommend wearing a less tight-fitting shirt, though. That would be my advice.
But it's all right to still wear the mesh so that your body can
breathe.
Totally.
I'm going to start doing sit-ups.
Make sure you wear something that allows us to see every one of your chest hairs. In any event. All right. So next hour we'll have you do the, we'll get this nasal thing going on. All right. It's time for, though, another exciting installment of The Suburban Perspective with Scotty J. We have missed you because you've been gone for the better part of a week.
We have. Rick missed you very much.
All right, Scotty. The question has to be asked. We were just talking about Raul, who is Sarah's gentleman caller. Perhaps a boyfriend, perhaps not. That's a discussion.
Yeah, what is he, Sarah?
I don't know, just hang out.
Is he on the border?
Well, it's...
Have you crossed over to Champagne yet?
What in God's name does that mean?
What does that mean, Scotty?
You know, they were having beer dates for a while.
I don't understand. What is a Champagne date?
When you cross over.
The big
celebration.
Champagne?
Yeah.
Why would he take her out for Champagne?
I'm just wondering if, you've reached the Champagne level of the...
See, do you understand how you can't just keep using the same sentence over and over again if we don't understand what it means?
Oh.
What does that mean?
The next plateau.
Which is what?
Champagne?
Yeah. You could have beer, wine, champagne.
What is the wine level?
Let's just move on.
Well, I'm curious about this. What is the champagne level of the relationship?
Champagne level is a little more serious. Celebration.
What are they celebrating?
I don't know. Their togetherness, I guess. That's what I'm asking you, Sarah. I'm not answering Sarah's questions.
Why am I being asked questions? This is the suburban perspective.
What is it you want to know, Sarah?
With the Raul
What is it you want to know from Sarah, Scotty?
If they've reached the champagne level in their relationship.
Quit using that phrase. What is it you're asking? Don't use the word champagne.
You're asking if he's my boyfriend or not?
Yeah, is it a serious...
We're just... Just been hanging out for a couple months. We're just hanging out.
Like the show Booze and Buddies kind of hang out or what?
Booze and Buddies?
Yes, they're cross-dressers. All right, Scotty.
Okay.
So for today's Suburban Perspective, Scotty, we would like you not to necessarily speak with Sarah. We're asking you, Scotty, for today's installment of the Suburban Perspective, what advice do you have for Raul on how he should conduct himself in this relationship?
I don't think he's listening.
Well, there's a couple of sides. Here.
Go ahead.
I think for Raul, it's
your
a benefit.
Opinion.
It's a great benefit for Raul because, I'd rather pay $50 for cable than have to pitch in for rent. So that's a good thing right there.
I'm just saying in general, what advice do you have for Raul about how this relationship works?
Well, the first thing you might want to do is tune into AM 970 after 3 p.m. because he certainly doesn't want to listen to my advice. So the next guy after me, Tom Lycus. you might want to tune into that, and Tom will talk.
After you? You mean after the Scotty J show?
No.
But in your estimation as a man, what advice do you have for Raul?
For Raul?
Yes.
Well, you know, I have the same advice for Sarah at this age. I don't think you should get real tied down and serious in your 20s. I think you can be friends, date, do that type of thing, but typically...
You just definitely should not be tied down in your 20s?
I don't think so.
When did you get tied down?
Yeah, how old were you when you got married?
Well, I got married at 28, but I had girlfriends throughout my 20s.
How long did you date Mrs. J before
you... I almost wish I didn't do that.
How long did you date Mrs. J before you got married?
2 years.
Let's back up.
So 26, so that's my age.
I met her at 26.
So, Sarah met Raul at 26.
No, I met Raul a while ago, but...
All right. I'm just saying,
we're not on the marriage path.
I could have maybe met Mrs. J at age 30, just the same, so...
Now, are you saying...
I'm saying in your 20s, you should...
So, you dated her for 2 years, and then you got married at 28.
Correct.
So, are you saying that you wish you had not gotten married at 28?
I'm not saying I wish that, but I'm saying if, you know...
If you had it to do over again?
If things were different, you know, I would recommend to other people that they, you know, still enjoy a little bit of, you know, your 20s before you get married.
So your advice to Raul is that he should not commit himself to Sarah? That he should play the field and be dating other women right now?
And vice versa.
So you believe that Raul should be dating other women?
Yeah.
Okay. Ideal. Any other thoughts to share?
No. This is kind of an interesting suburban perspective.
Are you just desperately trying not to say anything to cause Sarah to punch you?
No.
Because that's the feeling I'm getting.
No, I really don't.
So you don't think I should let him pay for cable?
Well,
do you believe Raul should pay for cable?
No, why are you asking me?
No, I'm asking Scotty.
Okay.
If Raul was right here, would you tell him that he should be paying for cable?
I would tell him not to.
Why?
Not that I dislike Sarah in any way.
Okay, that's understood. Why?
It's a sign of moving in. It is. It's like
moving in.
First it'll be the cable, then it'll be his toothbrush, and then before you know it, you guys will be shacking.
But he
and I suggest not doing
so
that.
So he doesn't live there, though?
Currently, no.
He's not going to live... Okay, so what if... Okay, so what if Raul makes a bit more money than I do? And he wants to spend some of his money on paying for cable because we do hang out at my house from time to time. Well, and if he's over there and there's something on TV that he wants to watch, then he can watch it.
Well, this is exactly what Tom Likas warns against.
But I'm asking in your opinion.
Yes, you're not Tom Likas, honey.
Right.
In your opinion, do you think it's wrong for Raul to pay for Sarah's cable?
Do I think it's wrong?
Yes.
I think it's totally up to him as an individual, but I probably wouldn't do it.
Because?
Because then you are, you know... paying for something in return. That's how guys think.
You're paying for something in return.
So, well, they're getting this in return is...
getting what in return?
Champagne or a free place to stay.
I don't know. The word champagne. No one knows what you're talking about.
That's good.
So...
I bet they do, but...
So why would you tell him... You have to quit talking in riddles. Why would you tell him not to pay for cable? Just give me a straight answer.
Because it's a committal thing. And I don't think you should be totally committed in your 20s. I think you should just have fun in your 20s, personally.
Right. So your advice to Raul would be not to pay for cable and to date other women.
And if he wants to rent a movie, like that guy suggested, that's a great idea. You could do that.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. We should break because Jim Roop is coming up around the corner. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Jim Roop, more from Tim Riley, top five, and Scotty's SinoCleanse experience next hour. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Stay right there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Coming up later on, top five. As well as Dennis Pitchenbarger later on, like his free Dynamite at 7. Rick, about Sarah's special friend, Raul.
Special friend?
At this point, he's just a sugar daddy. A man does not become a boyfriend until the couple has the talk and makes a commitment to being monogamous. Have you had the talk?
No.
Well, there you go. So he could be off banging some barmaid right now.
Totally.
Fantastic. 503-733-2970. Was he listening just now?
No.
Busy with the barmaid. Rick. How about the GPS? You're forgetting Terrence Stamp. Oh, fantastic, as General Zod. Turn left in 300 yards, son of Joel. It's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Let's welcome out of the Rick Emerson Show from Los Angeles. CNN radio correspondent to the stars, James Roof. Hello, sir.
I just happen to be among the stars. That's all.
No, see, you circle among them like a big gaseous cloud.
I am the gaseous cloud. I was just going to say that.
The gaseous cloud of CNN.
Yes.
Good God almighty. How's life, brother? How are things?
Life's good. I'm not at CNN Center where gunfire seems to be going off everywhere.
Seriously, there's something wrong with the South lately. There's a
lot
of...
I was just there not too long ago, a couple of days ago. And when I walked through, I have my CNN ID on and everything, and they're checking my bags and all this stuff. How'd this guy get in there with a gun?
I don't know, man. Maybe they've got TSA workers down there. Did you see that thing in the? Was it? I forget what city it was. It was probably somewhere in Florida. That's where all these stories seem to come from. The TSA let, like, they found some study. They let like 92% of prohibited items through in some controlled test that they did, where the government sent some undercover agents with like plastic explosives strapped to their junk or something. And the guys, they managed to get, you know, every single Starbucks coffee got taken away, of course. But these guys were able to walk through with like landmines strapped to their underwear. So it's a bad scene down there.
Telling you.
Well, it looks like, unfortunately, this woman got killed, and the guy hopefully is being savagely beaten by police right now. But, I mean, I guess it was contained. I guess they had some security guards. Was it Turner
CNN
Security?
CNN Security apparently shot the guy. You got to love those guys, man.
I wonder if...
Hey, it was CNN Security that protected my butt in New Orleans.
Is that true?
Absolutely.
I wonder if as they were shooting the guy, if they gave him all like, this is CNN. It took him right down, you know what I mean? So...
It says hi.
Seriously, I mean, it's trying to make a little dark humor out of these lemons. But yeah, seriously, this is the James Earl Jones voice bellowing as they take him down. Good God, this is just a strange world. It really is. Oh, God almighty. All right. Well, I had some other reason for bringing... I forget what the hell it was.
Dirty beaches is what I was told you wanted to talk.
Well, dirty beaches, but that was just a ruse. I forget what the real... Although, I do want to ask you something about that, but I forget what the actual reason for having you on was. There was some story that we wanted to ask you about. There was something happening in Los Angeles, and I forgot exactly what it is. Oh, well, first of all, and that was actually a couple weeks old, but were you covering this thing at LAX about a bunch of celebrities having their stuff stolen?
Yeah, Paris Hilton was one of them.
And it was, I wasn't aware they had to check their baggage.
Well, you know, when you send your bag through that bomb detection thing,
yes.
When you release it, they say, is it locked? It can't be locked. If it is locked, you have to give them the combination or the key or something.
Right.
Then you send it through that thing. Now, I'm always sending broadcast gears. They're always opening up to look at the stuff that's inside. Because if it has some sort of funny shape in that x-ray machine, they want to look at it. And I guess what happened was they opened up...
Anyway, so back to this EPA thing. I'm sorry, I was just getting a little weirdness in my headphones there. This EPA thing, the Natural Resources Defense Council, is suing the Environmental Protection Agency over a 2005 deadline to update ocean water standards.
Right.
And it says a judge will now decide when the EPA has complied. The EPA doesn't really do anything, do they? They just sort of...
The EPA sets standards, supposedly, and they're supposed to enforce those standards. That's their job.
Yeah.
They say you can only have X amount of poop in the water, and if they catch anybody with more poop than they said can be in the water, they're supposed to do something about it.
And, but they really don't. They just sort of scold. Like, the EPA seems to me sort of like the United Nations, where they just sort of give you, they sort of cock an eyebrow at you, and they go, well, you really oughtn't dump uranium in the water, but
that's an idea.
Please don't do it again. And
someone's
then they
get hurt.
Yeah, and then they just sort of scowl at you, and then that's kind of the end of the entire thing. Listeners are now weighing in. Rick, wouldn't it have been great if it had been Wolf Blitzer who shot that guy? He's got such an aggressive shot. You know, they should have totally brought back Peter Arnett to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just say, crikey, I'm taking him down now. And then they could have, you know.
He's got that war experience.
With the night vision, the glasses and everything. So, all right. Well, you know, Oh, here it is. That's exactly what it is. Somebody handed this to me. This is in Los Angeles. I apologize for being so scatterbrained today.
All right.
Have you seen this new flashlight that the LAPD has been
yeah.
given?
Yeah.
And apparently this right now says everything that needs to be said about the LAPD. This sums the whole thing up. That they have given police a flashlight specifically designed so that you can't kill somebody with it. If you ever needed to know about the LAPD and maybe some of the problems that they have had there in the past, the fact that they've been given a flashlight specifically designed so that it can't be used to bludgeon someone to death.
Well, first of all, the flashlights, that those long metal mag light flashlights that they have used, those were not department issued. The officers purchased those on their own. And I have been on plenty of ride-alongs where those flashlights had come in handy. If they're shining the light in the eye of a belligerent drunk, and this guy starts to get a little nutty, it's a quick flick of the wrist, and the guy doesn't know what hit him.
Totally.
And, it wasn't lethal. And nothing like that, but the guy was, it stunned him enough that the guy just kind of straightened up a little bit. And those were real good at keeping guys at bay. I mean, you got a foot there that you can keep that guy, you can push him away a little bit with that flashlight if your other hand's got another suspect in the handcuffs or something.
As a suspect, I would rather get that than be shot at, I'll tell you that.
So they take the flashlight away, and now what's going to happen? Well, now they'll use their gun.
Just use harsh language. Please stop.
Yeah. Come back here.
You there. Knock it off. Is it true? Let me ask you this. I don't know how much you know about law enforcement in other countries. Is it true that British police still don't carry guns?
They still do not carry guns. As far as I know, they still don't.
It's a dumb question.
But they do have patrols that do.
But I mean, so just your average cop, how does he detain or catch somebody?
He's got a stick.
Really? Is that it?
I think so.
I wonder if the, I mean, it is.
And a whistle. It has a whistle.
Is the stick really effective, do you suppose? I mean, is it.
You've been hit with a stick?
Is it. I guess, but I mean, can't that easily be thwarted by, you know, stepping backward a foot or two?
Yeah.
I mean, if a cop's got a stick and you're like an inch too far away, the stick suddenly becomes useless. It's an intriguing question to me.
You know, the Brits, they're not really into much. Yeah, I mean, I don't think they have the same problems we do.
I guess.
But I would imagine it's getting worse. It wouldn't surprise me if they maybe carry guns now, but they're concealed.
Right, but you know, I have been pulled over by the highway patrol a couple times in my life, and it's interesting and a little creepy when you think about it. When they come up and they shine that light in you, and you'll notice they always hold that flashlight by the front, and it's clearly so they can, like, whack you on the skull if they feel like
you need
it.
I've seen that several times, and it really is convenient. And now they took that away from the officer. That's one less thing they can use, you know, to kind of protect themselves or at least keep suspects or any other wrongdoers out of the way without having to pull their guns out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I feel bad for the criminals now because that's just all going to get shot.
Yeah, they're all just going to get shot in the face.
That's all going to get shot.
Well, you can avoid.
Yeah, I'd have my hands up going, does somebody have a flashlight? Yeah. Somebody's got to have a flashlight before this guy pulls his gun.
You can avoid that by not being a criminal, I suppose.
You're right.
All right. I'm going to put you on hold for a second. Scotty and Sarah are going to talk to you because I want to make sure that we've got your contact information correct. Because there was some, we were trying to get a hold of you a while back, and there was like somebody dialed a 9 when they meant a 7 and then whatever. So I'm going to put you on hold for a second, brother. Hang tight, and either Sarah or Scotty will talk to you.
All right. Thank you, boss.
All right. There you go. Hold on. There's Jim Roop, ladies and gentlemen, in Los Angeles. It's 503-733-2970. Sarah, Tim and I could just kind of, we'll hold this fort down for a minute if you want to go talk to our friend Jim. It's 503-733-2970. I'm looking at the phones here. We'll get, we got Catherine, we got Kristen, Andy, we'll get to you guys here in just a moment. At the Ministry of Truth, here's Tim Riley, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Tim.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We have some breaking news here, and you're not going to be happy about this one. The FCC says no to cell phones on planes. The Federal Communications Commission in Washington, D.C. has officially grounded the idea of allowing you to use your cell phone while in flight. In the order released today, the FCC noted that there was insignificant technical information available on whether airborne cell phones would jam networks on the ground, causing your plane to crash into a million pieces.
Insignificant data. How about the fact that it's never happened? How about the fact that no plane anywhere ever, and there's some crank out there that emails me like a bunch of like statistical, like technical information about this every time I complain about this. How about that there's no plane anywhere ever that has cried that the use of a cell phone has been shown to be the crash. Never happened, ever. It's like in Britain, how they're always screaming in Britain that if you use your cell phone while you're gassing up your car, you're gonna go up like in a flambe. It doesn't happen. So it doesn't happen. It's never going to happen. It's never once happened. So it's just another way to screw with you. Just another way for the government to... And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it really is there just so the government has one more way to remind you that they can just F with you whenever they like to do so.
Another breaking story. No DNA today in the Daniel Lynn Smith case. Apparently, they thought they'd have some DNA test results showing who the real father is. Not going to happen today. They give up. Another breaking story. Search teams looking for two men missing near Timothy Lake in Clackamas County. According to the Oregon Civil Air Patrol, a staging area is being set up by Clackamas County officials to look for these two guys, both around 20 years old. The men called 911 this morning and said they were hopelessly lost and their 1991 Acura was stuck in the snow. Apparently, they have no GPS thing.
William Shatner was not there to steer them out of the trouble. Let's see, Rick. You got to have your GPS talk like Johnny Five from Short Circuit. Totally, Johnny Five. Have it just skip the middleman and have it talk like Steve Guttenberg. Rick, your GPS should sound. Let's see, your GPS should actually. I can't even read this. Maybe they're trying to write like Scotty J. Rick, the world needs a Scotty J GPS voice. It would just make up directions instead of actually knowing them and constantly tell you to turn left. But Steve, we'll get some more of these calls here in a second. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, back to the CNN story. One of the two people who were shot at the CNN Center in downtown Atlanta this afternoon is dead. It's a woman, and she was pregnant. Atlanta Police Major Lane Hagen says the woman and man were fighting when the man dragged the woman by her hair up the escalator and gunfire broke out.
We responded to an incident where a male and a female were shot inside the CNN Center, inside the Omni Hotel portion. A security guard for the CNN Center intervened. Two people were shot, the male and the female that were initially involved in the confrontation.
The two apparently had some sort of relationship, and it wasn't a nurturing one.
We don't know. It appears they did have some prior relationship. We're under investigation.
Well, that sucks.
Then a tour guide stabbed 20 people on a tour at a resort in China. According to the Shanghai Daily, the locals say the tour guide became angry when accused of getting kickbacks from a local souvenir shop. So he asked the lady who was running the souvenir shop, "May I have a knife, please?" She gave it to him, and then he immediately stabbed her in the arm. Then the tour guide left the souvenir shop and stabbed all the people he was giving a tour to, 20 of them.
Wait, hold on.
How did you get away with stabbing 20 people?
The rampage is linked to the tour guide's unhappy childhood and his parents' divorce.
Isn't that right, donkey? They're a peaceful people there. See, that they're an orderly people in China. So, you stand in line. I stab you one by one. Then you go. You file complaints.
This is what happens with too much MSG in the food.
It's true. Stabbed all 20 people?
Yeah.
That really is almost impressive. The Major League Baseball ought to be hiring that guy.
He chased several people down the street.
You
and,
come
and
back.
Cut them off.
I only need 16. You come back.
It's your turn.
You 17, 19, I see you run. You come back now. I never get tired of doing that. Let's see. Let's just go through these one by one. Catherine, hi, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Yes, I am sitting at the this individual is of a Latin descent.
I'm going to put you back.
I heard Raul.
Raul? Whore. Yeah, that's all I heard. So
did you say whore?
No. Did you hear whore?
Hello?
You just said whore.
Donkey? What?
Isn't that right?
Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hey, why don't you try it from the top?
Okay, let's try this from the top. I have an advice for Sarah. I can say that Raul will care. I'm assuming by his name that he is of some Latin descent.
No, he's not. No, I haven't said his real name. That's a stage name.
The individual was using a stage name. Oh, anyway.
So now what? Now let me ask you this. Now your phone is—you're really in a bad cell here. But I'm hoping we can continue this because it's intriguing. Now, what was your comment going to be when you thought that Sarah was dating a guy who was Latin?
Well,
this is so frustrating. All right, I'm putting you back in the box. Scotty, can you talk to Catherine? What's in the box, Catherine?
Thoughts about me dating Latin men?
Seriously. What is that? What possible observation could she have to make about you dating a Latin guy?
She seemed like a little angry when I said that it was a fake name.
Yeah. I know what Catherine needs. Let's see. This is. Oh, that was instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
Instant karma. I'm not even prepared for this. Hi, this is...
Andy in the coup.
Andy!
Hi.
You didn't have the music ready.
Oh, he did.
It's right here.
Andy! Andy!
And it's not music, by the way. Just in case you're, like, really looking for a strict definition of sounds.
Well, you know, listening to your show, I tend to let things just kind of be as amorphous as possible. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
I have two daughters, Sarah's age, and I explained to them at a very early age, when a man offers to pay for your car, pay your rent, pay for your cable TV, it usually means he's married or has other ulterior motives, that kind of thing. Hello?
Hi.
Well, I know he's not married.
Well, how do I put this? And I don't wish to wash anyone's dirty lingerie on the air. And I'm not asking for any information that I don't already have.
Lingerie starts to disappear.
No. Just listen. Now, here's the thing. I'm just saying. Here's what I'm saying. It's Raul already hangs out at your house a lot. He already has permission to be at your house when you're not there. I'm not asking any other questions that aren't my business. All I'm saying is this. It doesn't... If he was, like, trying to, like, pay for cable to, as the kids say, make time with Sarah, it seems like that the time to do that would have been... To offer that would have been months ago. Like, when they were first together. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's got commitment issues, definitely. From what I've heard over the last few weeks.
What have you heard? What is it you heard?
Listening to the show it's really funny when Scotty starts stumbling over his tongue trying to get Sarah to admit that, yeah, they've, you know, been inaugurating the furniture, but he just can't seem to get it out because he's deep down inside. Scotty's a very nice man. He's just been around you people long enough that he's started to...
His soul has become blackened.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, all right. Now
we do so many Hail Marys.
Yeah. Now, when you say that, Raul has commitment issues. Now, what you're basing this? How have you arrived at this conclusion, sir?
Well, I've arrived at the conclusion is that he doesn't actually want to pay the rent, but he'll cover the cable. I mean, you know.
Well, he pays the rent at his own place, I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, it's not a moving in or asking him to pay for a thing. Like, cable isn't a necessity to me, but he's saying that.
In other words,
like he's offering me a free commodity that I don't necessarily need.
Let me say this. Let me say I'm dating now. Of course, I'm happily married. But let's say I'm dating some girl. She likes tap water, but I don't like the tap water. You know, I find the tap water to be rancid. I offer to have a water filtration system put in, or I offer to have bottled water always there because I like to drink it when I'm there.
Well, how sweet, Rick. That's really nice.
Okay, don't be an ass. I'm just saying it doesn't mean that we're moving in. It means if I'm spending a lot of time there, I might want to have something there that makes my time there a little more pleasant.
Yeah. Well, you know the difference between friends and friends.
What, is one of them with a capital F?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. This is working out badly for you.
It's working out badly for me. I'm having a wonderful time.
Wait, no, I can hear it working out badly right now.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
People seem a little angry about this.
Seriously. What was Andy's problem? He's been around you people long enough. All right, this is...
Ben, if you need help...
Right, well, I guess Catherine wasn't interested in talking to us. Let's see. This is our good friend Kristen. Hey there.
Hey.
Hey now.
Hi, Kristen.
Hey there.
What's up?
Okay, now put aside all this other crap.
Are you going to mention that Raul's
met Raul?
Swarthy?
I have met Raul.
Yeah, all right.
He's not very swarthy. So, but he's a very nice man. And to put aside the whole that it's specifically about Sarah and Raul, in general, I don't think it's a good idea for somebody that you are not in a committed relationship to be paying for rent or any kind of utility. Because it upsets the balance of power.
Well, because she doesn't really care about the cable anyway.
Right. She doesn't care about the cable. Does he have cable at his own place?
He does not.
Okay, but he's not spending an awful lot of time at your place.
No, not an overly amount of time, but right. Like the place I moved into is
right.
Very close to a lot of places. It's very central.
That you both go to.
Yeah, it's a very central location, and it's a pretty big apartment, and we don't spend a lot of time over at his apartment, which is kind of more out of the way.
Right, which is all well and good, but as a single woman myself who, you know, doesn't make an awful lot of money, I'm on a budget, but unless I'm involved with somebody, because what will happen is he'll start to pay for the cable, and it may not happen right away, and he may not even notice it's happening, but there could be a certain amount of resentment that builds up.
Women
like,
are so...
I'm paying for this, and she's not even my girlfriend kind of thing.
Women, no, we already have the time.
Women are so messed up. I'm telling you right now. Look, any women out there who want to give me anything, they want to buy me anything, I'm 2040 Southwest First. I'm right here.
Thank you. That's how I feel, because I've had this discussion with her. I'm like, you don't need to do it. It's like, I like hanging out at your place. If you want cable, I'll get it. And he's
seriously.
Like, but the second that you and I aren't hanging out anymore, I'm not paying for
you.
Well, that's fine.
I won't limit it to women either. Men out there, if any man out there wants to start paying for my cable, God love you. You can start doing it. I'll let you do it tomorrow. I don't understand this reluctance to, you know, for the people. If somebody's going to give you something, you just take it. That's my opinion.
Well, okay, then go for it.
Seriously, I mean, and if, you know...
What do I know? I'm still single.
Everybody is so angry about this for some reason.
Well,
it's
I'm not angry. I'm just saying I don't think it's a good idea, only because it puts you in the position of feeling like you owe him. You know what I mean?
Well, what would...
Although, and that's what I want to be specifically about Sarah. I'm just saying in general...
I'm just saying, well, let's say it's not Sarah. Let's take Sarah out of the equation. Say
right.
Some other girl, some other guy. They're not living together, but the guy pays for cable at her place. It seems to me like the only thing that we're all adults here. We can speak frankly. The only thing that you could conceivably say realistically that she feels like she owes him is to give up the love, as they say.
Right.
But presuming that's already happened, maybe, and I'm not asking, but once you've done that, I mean, what else could it do? What else could she owe him?
But then there's that issue of, is it a boyfriend-girlfriend situation? Is it just, hey, we're hanging out? Are you dating other people? It can become weird, because if it's not a committed relationship where you're both seeing other people, but this guy is paying for your, you know, it just doesn't seem right to me.
I think I was...
anybody wants to buy my cable, I'm all for it, too.
I'm just saying, I think I was born, and this statement I know can... You can give my therapist lots of fodder for many years, but I really think I was born the wrong gender, because a lot of these hang-ups, and I don't mean to generalize, but a lot of hang-ups that women have about things in relationships, guys would kill to have those problems. You know what I mean? I don't know. All day long, people are hitting me, trying to have sex with me. I can't go anywhere without people trying to get me into bed. Guys constantly want to give me things. Every guy I know would kill to have these problems. Some woman, you know, if guys just said that they were walking down the street and the problem everywhere they went was that, imagine if you're a guy, everywhere you go, all day long, women are trying to get you into bed and trying to hook up with you sexually, and then they're constantly trying to give you shiny, you know, bright, shiny baubles. Every guy would love to have that problem.
Well,
so,
but then you're describing Jolie right there.
Yes, it's true.
And does every guy want to have a girl like Jolie?
No,
that's
but
where the problem
no,
starts.
But every guy would want to be that. That's what I'm saying. Every guy wants to be the girl. That's why guys get so pissed off about it, right? I mean, we can call a spade a spade. That's why guys get so angry at girls. Let's go, you know, we use the likest term, the gold diggers. Guys get so angry at girls where guys pay for their hotel, guys pay for trips, guys can pay for, you know, when they travel somewhere, guys pay for the hotel and the airfare, and guys give them jewelry, and guys give them whatever. Guys get so angry about that because that's like the guy's dream job. Every guy would, if he could wake up tomorrow and be a gigolo for a living, he would do it.
You know, and Rick, if I could find the guy that does that, I'd love to. I haven't been able to find him. The guys I find are the guys that make me pay for my own beers and then make me drive them home because they're too drunk.
Bitter.
That's...
Kristen, I'm going to take you up for beers today.
Seriously.
Okay?
We're going to take you for beers, and we're going to find some guy to come... to come give it to you. Because clearly, to come, as Dennis would say, get you there. Because clearly, you need to let off some steam, sister.
Well, I just did.
All right. We love you.
We love you, too.
All right. There you go. That's Kristen. That's her and the voices in her head. All right. It's 5:00. I do love Kristen, but... She sounds a little bitter.
It's weird. Every single person that's called in has been so mad.
Yeah. They're all a little angry about it. I don't know. We got to break. It's top of the hour. We got to break. 503-733-2970. I'll be back with Tim Riley. Dennis Pitzenbarger. We got the hell else do we have here? Oh, we got a sinew cleanse thing with Scotty J. More of these phone calls. Here's the legendary David Allen Coe. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. But before